Fighters, it's time for Monday Mojo, your kick in the tail to help you attack the week and move one step closer to your goals. We're in and out of here in less than 5 minutes. Let's go. Fighters, one of the quickest ways that we can get this show heard by more contractors is with reviews. If I have one ask for you today, it would be for you to leave us a review in your podcast app of choice. I know it's kind of a pain to do, but these reviews mean so much and really help us get more ears on the show and get more contractors on board with our mission to bring respect and dignity back to the trades. Here's what Anthony had to say about the show. This podcast is a goldmine. I can't think of anyone more dedicated to improving the lives of contractors than Tom Reber and his fight team. Day in and day out, these guys bring valuable content to help me grow my business. Because of the things that I've implemented after learning them here, I went from zero in sales to over 1.3 million in a matter of months. This isn't the silver bullet, though. If you want success, you have to implement. I appreciate Tom's tough love and his energy for helping guys and gals like me. Thanks, Tom, for everything you do and the guy you are. Anthony, thanks so much for taking the time to leave that review. We super appreciate it. Fighters, today I want to do something a little out of the ordinary for Monday Mojo. Normally it is a motivational type thing, but I want to give you some ideas today. I'm hearing so many people in our free Facebook group asking questions about how do I find a painter? How do I find people? How do I build my team? And where can I find people? And, you know, where are they? Where are they all hiding? And my default answer for this is always you must be building your brand. When you're building your brand, you become magnetic to the people that are out there. All right. Trust me, there are plenty of people out there that are incredibly dissatisfied with the company they're working for right now, but they don't know there are better options out there because most contractors are flying under the radar and are not investing in building their brand. Okay. So that aside, I'm going to give you, I don't know, a couple dozen or so ideas here today. I'm just going to burn through these things in the next few minutes of things that you can do, that you can personally take control of right now to start building some momentum. Let me say this also. You must be recruiting every day. You must have a recruiting plan in place forever in your business, just like you have a marketing plan in place forever in your business. This will never go away. And here's why. You're going to build your team. You're going to hire some great people. And all of a sudden, somebody's wife's going to get transferred or their spouse will be transferred and that person's going to move away. Or maybe you're doing a shitty job of giving them a clear path of where they can go in the company and where they can grow and they're going to outgrow you. Whatever it might be, people are always going to come and go. And we need to make sure that we're always on the hunt. So let me give you a couple dozen of these ideas. Hopefully, it'll give you some other ideas, right? To spark something in you. So the first thing, guys, is you must be sharing your culture on social media all the time. All right. Highlight your employees. Show us who they are. Show us how you're recognizing them. Give them attaboys. Because when that happens, all right, and you're tagging your employees and stuff and you're sharing your culture, your employees are going to share that and their friends are going to see that as well. All right. Next, you should have a careers page on your website that's optimized for search. If you're a landscaping company, you should have a careers page that is optimized to similar keywords and things like that, that people would type into Google going landscaping jobs or whatever it might be. All right. That's 24/7. It's always running year round. You're always recruiting. You're always hiring. Next thing here, consider putting on a virtual hiring event. Okay. We have Zoom and all those other things and Facebook Lives and this and that. You can plan it. You can market it and you can do a virtual hiring event where you're bringing in other tradespeople and you guys collectively. This kind of goes with the next one, which is putting on a job fair, like an in-person job fair, kind of the same thing with the virtual hiring event. You host one, host a trades one with other companies where people can come to that location, one of your shops, and there's tables set up and you would promote that to high schools and builders associations and all over social media and things like that. So you get people coming in. We did a couple job fairs through the years and had great success with those. Next, a recruitment video. Okay. Always talking about creating content. Well, consider creating a video of what it's like behind the scenes working on your team. Next, recruiting business cards for all your employees. All right. They're carrying around business cards. And if they meet somebody,
somebody's got good character, they offer them great service at another store that they're in or whatever it might be. Maybe they're at the paint store. If you're a painting contractor and they're striking up a conversation with another employee, and you know, if the guy's not a moron, you know, you hand him a card and go, hey, if you're ever looking to come over to be part of a great company, here you go. Consider giving bonuses to your people for doing that. Next, your past employees. If you're anything like me and most successful business owners I know, you've blown it in the past as a leader. You get better as you're in business, and maybe you drove some people away because you didn't have opportunities for growth. So if people have left your company, pick the phone up, reach back out to them. Just say, hey, you know, I don't know what you got going on. We've made a lot of changes around here. Would it make sense for us to have a conversation? Your customers. Ask your customers. Send an email out to your whole database. Hey, we're looking for great people to join our team. You got high schools. You should be building relationships with the career counselors at high schools. Consider a billboard. All right, put a billboard up. I know one guy that he was able to rent for several months, a big ass billboard, literally right across the street from one of his biggest competitors. All right. And he ended up picking up some guys. Your vendors are a great resource. They're talking to your competitors all the time and their employees. All right. So the guy that's loading the lumber in your truck or whatever, give him some of those business cards that we talked about before. Targeted ads. If you're bitching about not having employees and you can't find people, but you don't have multiple ads running continuously, I don't think you're trying. All right. Now, some of you are like, well, those sites suck and it just gives me a bunch of shithead people. All right. Doesn't matter. You still need to be visible. All right. And if you're running ads right now and they're not getting the results that you want, maybe it's a shitty ad. Maybe you got the wrong headline for the ad. All right. Your job sites, job signs, right? You could put truck and yard signs, truck signs and yard signs that talk about, hey, we're looking for great people. Local home builder associations. Here in Colorado Springs, you know, we got a couple good, real active home builder associations and those types of organizations that you can join and be a part of and get to know the people in the administrative offices. And here's why I say that. My son, who works in HVAC right out of high school, he picked up a company, reached out to the Home Builders Association because they knew that the woman who ran that organization was actively recruiting in the high schools and trying to push the trades. And so you want those people to know that you're looking for employees. Position yourself as a forward-thinking company in all your content, right? Make it cool to come and work in your trades. I'll use the painting example. Like if I'm going to do a video or an ad about painting, I'm not going to have a guy with a paintbrush in it. I'm going to have a guy with a spray gun because that's just cooler. It's more forward-thinking. Maybe, you know, show some drone footage or whatever it might be. Amazing projects that you're working on. Cool tools that people get to use. Next one, offer apprenticeships. Okay. Again, go to all those sources that I told you about and say, hey, we're looking for apprentices that, you know, want to avoid college debt. They want to work with their hands, blah, blah, blah. Veteran groups. All right. Every area has veteran groups. You should be reaching out to them. And those groups could be found on social media. There might be a group of, you know, guys that just got out of the Marine Corps or something, you know, just go on the hunt for those types of things. Another great thing is women's groups or mom's groups. All right. Trust me, women talk. And if you're a woman, you know that. All right. You have great relationships with other women. Post those things on there. A lot of you guys are using things like Nextdoor and social and Facebook groups, neighborhood groups and things like that to find work. Well, consider doing the same thing, but for people. All right. Craigslist. Yes, I said it. Craigslist. All right. People still go to Craigslist because some of these other social media sites are a pain in the ass for them. And that's fresh on my brain right now because my wife has some monstrous, scary Halloween decorations that she wants to sell, and they're like new. And every time she posts it on Facebook, Facebook turns the ad off because it says it doesn't fit our community standards, blah, 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 because there are a bunch of fucktards there. And so, you know, she's now putting that ad on Craigslist to sell this shit that's sitting in our garage. Okay. And a lot of guys that are subcontractors go on Craigslist and they advertise for work. So reply to those ads. Okay. And say, hey, I'm always looking for good subs and stuff like that. Consider offering flexible employment, part-time positions, compressed work days or work weeks. All right. You know, you might have somebody who's going to school, but they got 2-3 days a week that they could work because they have to work. Well, have them come work for you and make more money than they would work in retail or something like that. A couple more here. Love up on your current employees. The more you love up on your current employees, the more likely they are to share their experience with their friends. And remember, if you got a great employee, great person, great character, hardworking, chances are they hang out with people that have those same character traits. Finally here, I talked about, well, two more here. One is build your brand, which we've talked about. You got to be visible. But the last one here is build your personal brand. This kind of goes along lines with building your brand, but you should always be on social media talking about your business. You should always, your banner image or something on your personal pages should reflect what you do. And don't be afraid to go on there on your personal profiles and talk about how you're building your team. You guys, if you can't find people right now, chances are you're just simply not clear on what you need to do, where you need to look, and you're not consistent with taking the actions. You go, oh, I'm running an ad right now, but nobody's responding to it. There's a lot more that you can do. So hopefully this gives you some ideas and sparks some creativity in you to help you really get off your ass when it comes to recruiting. Guys, I want to close with this. Think of a college football football program, all right? They have full-time people that are combing the high schools. They're doing recruiting visits and trips and things like that. They're always on the hunt for talent because that's how they build a good program, okay? Or the military, right? They're always on the hunt. They have recruiting offices because they understand that this is an all-the-time thing, not a sometimes thing, all right? Take some of this, apply it. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out. Fighters, I appreciate you hanging out with me today as you kick your week off. Go do something great. All right. Don't let anyone, anything get in your way, and don't be anyone or anything's little bitch. This is your week. And if you're going to win the week, you need to win today. You win today, you create momentum, and then you win Tuesday, and then you win Wednesday, and so on. You all know how it works, but it starts right now. You got to come out of the gate hard. Like I said, I appreciate you hanging out here today. If you want to connect with me more and get some other great content that we have going out there, I want to encourage you to head to Instagram and follow me at RealTomReber. I'd appreciate that. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you next Monday.